My next guest comes back to the WGBU Morning Show to share her latest. She's a big deal, poet, writer, literary presenter, founder of the Contemporary Writers Series at Aquinas College. We also have a special guest on the line standing by. A new book is out, a book launch right around the corner, so we talk about it. Linda Nemec Foster, good that you are back. Welcome.
Hello, Shelley. Yes. Great to be here. Great to see you again. Yes. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. Hey, this is a big month in the world of poetry.
It is. It's National Poetry Month, and Anne-Marie Ooman and I have co-authored this wonderful book just published by Wayne State University Press for their Made in Michigan series called Lake Michigan Mermaid, and we will have a major book launch April 10, 7 p.m. at Schuller's. So we're here to promote that.
Great. Let's bring you on in the conversation. Anne-Marie Ooman, the co-author with Linda Nemec Foster. I imagine you've had a good time writing this book. Good morning to you, Anne-Marie.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am a retired teacher. I taught for almost 40 years, but I've been writing for many, many, many of those years, and I have a series of memoirs about rural life and farm life, a book of poetry called Uncoated Woman, and I am deeply honored to work with Linda on this project to celebrate the Lake Michigan Mermaid.
Great.
It's been a real joy.
Yes, that's good. All right, Linda, how did you two get together again, please, again?
Oh, this is quite a story. 10 years in the making, radio audience. Ooh. 10 years in the making. And we got this idea when we were reading together for an event in Saugatuck at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. And we were there for an anthology called Fresh Water, Women Writing on the Great Lakes. And we each had a piece, an essay in this anthology. And someone in the audience said, is there really no Lake Michigan Mermaid? And Anne-Marie looked at me and said, well, there, you know, is there not? And I said, well, I think there should be. So we had this idea for this project. And it was actually Anne-Marie that called me late that night on her way home from Saugatuck to Empire to tell me about starting this together. And we decided it would be in two voices. And Anne-Marie would assume the voice of a young girl. And I would assume the voice of a mermaid, a mythic creature in the lake that she tries to connect with. And it's actually a short story entirely told in poems.
My gosh.
Fully illustrated, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We'll give credit to your illustrator as well. Anne-Marie, what would you like to add to that story?
Well, it was just a remarkable moment because although Linda and I had admired each other from afar, we were not, we were not close friends, but we had that kind of literary trust and admiration for each other. And so when this idea came, I had a new cell phone, and I called her late that night driving home and said, you know, what about this mermaid project? And and she said right away, I want to be the mermaid. and that was right. That was perfect. She has a very elegant style. So we worked for 10 years on and off. We tried to exchange poems every week. So the story evolved slowly. And finally, a few years ago, Linda said, I really want to finish this. And so at that point, we got together in a motel on a lakeshore for a weekend and worked deeply on it to finish the basic arc of the story, which is the story of this girl who's searching for her mermaid in Lake Michigan and this really troubled situation that she's in, and she's got to find the spirit of the lake. So that's part of it.
Yeah, boy, your journey together is a poem, a story of itself. Thank you for that.
Yeah, there is a story behind the story. And what's interesting, when we do these presentations like we'll do at Schuller's, we have a PowerPoint that describes this journey and how it began and how it evolved and how we evolved as poets in the story as we were writing. And what's interesting with Anne-Marie's voice of this young girl, Lucretia, Her poems are very narrative in style. They really do well to push the plot and the narrative. And the mermaid's poems are very lyrical. They provide the emotional gravitas for the undercurrent, so to speak, of the story. So it's a wonderful blending of the human voice and the mythic voice of a creature in the lake.
Anne-Marie?
Yeah, I think Linda just nailed that. It's exactly right. You know, that always happens in a story with two voices, that you have these individual characters surfacing through the actual language. But it is the girl's voice and her very practical need to have an association with the mermaid that drives the story. And then, of course, there's a beautiful turn at the end, which Linda has managed gorgeously with her poetry. So it's, you know, it's just a really beautiful story. And then you couple that with the journey of the illustrator, who, you know, we searched for a long time to find the right image for the mermaid, because as Linda will tell you, she's no Disney mermaid. She's not an Ariel. We had to find an illustrator who could see that, and Meredith Riddle is just an amazing person to perceive and conceive that beautiful spirit. So the book is also beautiful to hold and beautiful to look at.
And the beauty of course, radio will take a picture, but the book is here, and
yes,
it's beautiful. And let's
yes,
give credit to your illustrator.
Yes, the illustrator is Meredith Riddle, talented, wonderful artist. She works for LaFonce Gallery in Douglas, and she is represented by them. She's represented by LaFonce. So we were so pleased to find her. And let me tell you a little story. We kind of went through three other illustrators. I don't want to say fire them, but I guess we sent them on their journey after we saw their initial drafts, because as Anne-Marie said, this is not your Disney Ariel mermaid. She is more somber, more reflective, and you never see her face throughout the story, but the book is fully, fully illustrated, which I've never done before, and neither has Anne-Marie. So this was quite an experience for both of us, and Meredith just really hit on the mood, the tone, the emotion of the girl and her mermaid.
So tell me about the event on April 10th in detail.
We'll yes, start with all you, right. Yeah. It is our big book launch for this book in Grand Rapids. We also have a book launch in Traverse City on April 19th. But this event in Grand Rapids will be at Schuller Books and Music, their main store on 28th Street. And it starts at 7 o'clock. There will be a 45-minute PowerPoint where we will look at the illustrations. We'll read about 9 of the poems. We don't want to read the whole book because we want people to buy the book. Yeah. We will read about a sampling of 9 of the poems, talk about our journey in writing this, in finding the illustrator, open it up to Q&A, and then have a reception with a book signing afterwards.
Your addition to that, Anne-Marie?
Just that it's going to be fun. We have a good time together, and we try to enjoy our audiences, and we hope they enjoy the book.
Yes. Any one of you want to read a short poem?
Anne-Marie, how about if we read a pair of poems, if that's possible, 2 short poems, if you want to begin. Anne-Marie, I was thinking of my poem would be What I Almost Say.
Oh.
And
Anne-Marie, do you have your book in front of you?
I do.
You probably memorized.
If you could read Sudden and I could read What I Almost Say, I think, and it's a pairing. This book is really a call and response. So each poem has a response from each of the voices. So Anne-Marie's going to begin with her poem.
Okay, Anne-Marie, I bring your microphone up.
Sudden, all right. Far out, a flash, a fish, but not. A sleek and leaping thing, an arc alive, painted morning fog, golden gray, then low, a humming almost song. My gram hums along. You out there, I can't see you, can't see past that flash, light on light, strange dance. And I hear you. not the distant freighter that fills the morning's foggy air, not the muffled gulls. Your sound runs under that thrum, almost a syllable, a splash, the lake made of glass, trying to speak. Spring, that sudden syllable. Graham raises her head. Quick, too quick, she says.
Round of applause. Yes, Anne-Marie. Thanks to you, Anne-Marie Ullman, co-author of the book The Lake Michigan Mermaid. Linda Nemec Foster?
All right. And my poem in response, The Mermaid's Voice. What I almost say. No, it should be what I almost sing, since plain speech eludes me. My mouth fills with water, not words. Songs of the waves are the closest thing to language I possess. In winter, my voice is silent, a frozen wave. In spring, I am the water you dream about. Water, water, whispering in each heartbeat of the moon.
Applause, applause again. The book, is it soon to be out?
It is out right now.
So I can...
You could order it from Amazon. You could order it from Wayne State University Press's website. Schuller's has quite a stock of them. So we're all set with that. It's just been released.
And again, proof that we don't have to rhyme every line with today's poetry.
No.
Yes. Anne-Marie Ullman, what's your final word to us?
Oh, just that I think it's a book that you can read intergenerationally. That it's a wonderful book to read together with someone else, mother, daughter, grandmother, daughters, those kinds of stories. I think it would lend itself also as a gift book. It's just a really beautiful color and it's fun to hold. I'm just really proud of it.
As you should be. Thank you, Anne-Marie Ullman, co-author of this great book. And Linda Nemec Foster.
Yes.
Again, details on how do we find you and more?
Yes. And we have quite a few events coming up in Grand Rapids. April 10th, I mentioned. April 24th at 7 o'clock will be at Aquinas, the Laudit Room. And April 25th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., La Fonsi Gallery, a book signing with the artist. And so we have a lot of events in Grand Rapids and throughout West Michigan. Look at my website, www.lindanemecfoster.com, in events to see everything that we're doing for The Mermaid. But it is a stunning book, as Anne-Marie said. It's been an honor to work with her on this journey with the artist Meredith Riddle. And please come out see what The Mermaid has to offer you.
For sure. The Grand Rapids book launch, Schuller
yes.
Books, on April 10th, 7 p.m.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you for your time and your talents.
Thank you. Thank you, Shelley.
Welcome.